It's going to happen. It's going to become a reality. A talking car could be on your drive soon. We've all seen Knight Rider. We've all seen Kit talking to David Hasselhoff. Did we ever think it would come true? Well, yes, it may. Yes, it will. Let's speak to our techno geek, Matt Hagger from Scatter. Morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're going to have a talking car.
It looks to be the case, yes. Talking cars may be a reality very soon. It's amazing. Scientists from the University of Bologna in Italy have developed software that lets cars actually communicate to each other whilst on the road. Yeah.
So cars are going to talk to each other?
Yeah, similar technology has been used before, but now cars are going to be able to know what's happened with accidents that have happened 3 or 4 kilometres ahead. So it could reduce motorway pileups quite significantly.
Are we going to get a voice in the car though, like old Kit?
Well, that's basically what could happen. I mean, the aim is to connect all the cars on the road through Wi-Fi, either by installing a Wi-Fi-enabled sensor into a car or by downloading the software onto your phone. So basically, it lets the cars talk to each other. They can see what happens kilometres ahead, miles ahead. And basically, the talking's done via these acceleration sensors, which are built into cars, that basically trigger an alarm message, which would be a voice, saying that maybe a vehicle has been involved in a crash ahead, and this could help relay the message from one car to the next, so they could safely stop way before they reach the accident scene. Yeah,
brilliant stuff. A lot of work being done at the moment on facial recognition.
Yeah, facial recognition technology is huge. I mean, Facebook have just launched their facial recognition technology, and in fact, Google just rejected a program which would let people take a photo and then use it to search the web for a match. There's an issue with privacy, but the big story is that basically in America, law enforcement agencies are being given handheld facial recognition software that will allow them to attach this device to an iPhone that will allow police officers to scan a picture of anybody and then compare that photo with a database of criminals, basically.
Wow. Yeah. Really? That is amazing, isn't it?